When's Jordan playing us our song?
Was that English? What did you say?
He said, when's Jordan playing us our song?
Writing us.
Writing us. You'll have to ask him. He'll be over there. Can ask him.
You should What's give the point him, in you being his manager?
You should give him. You're
not his manager.
You should give him your lyrics. So that we're nervous, we're lost.
And see if he, they're see if he nervous, can make it good.
No, just see if he can make it like short and sweet.
Wait, can we go back? Have I been saying the wrong lyrics? Is it we're nervous, we're lost, or is it there?
No, it's there.
Okay.
Right. When I was saying it, I was like, this sounds wrong.
In Kathy's eyes. She was like, it's there. And then you kept talking to me. I saw her in the back and like,
because I was like, oh Jesus, I was like, I have another thing to hold over my head. Okay, thank God.
I just don't know. Like, I just, I love Aaron's style. It's just too. It's just too long. Yeah,
it's a minute.
It's a minute, man.
Fergus ruined it.
So I need Jordan to just sit down and go like, oh, like your music, but like we've made it like.
We just need a diddle. A diddy.
How is diddy better?
A diddy is like a...
Like a jingle?
Yeah, like a little diddy.
I've never heard of a diddy.
Not a diddle. A diddle is...
A diddle's worse.
A diddy is a tit. So...
No, it's a titty.
No, but they call them biddies.
Big old... Dig old biddies. Biddies, not diddy.
No,
diddies.
I've heard them as called diddies.
I've heard diddies as well.
Yeah, but fucking children. What are you, a child?
Yeah, what are you?
Yeah. Sorry, you seemed really proud of that.
Okay.
What do they call it? It is like a ditty. just get us a little ditty. What's the term?
I don't know, Aaron.
For like a short little song.
Like a jingle.
Might be a jingle.
Did you hear about our late night excursion last night?
I put it together. At first, I didn't get the video, so because it wasn't loading in work.
Oh, the video from Fergus.
Yeah, and then It was just you sending your locations, and I was like, "Why are you nearby? Why are they in a park?"
So they weren't good. In a park. They were. It was like
tell everyone from the beginning.
So we got last night. We got a text from Fergus, and it was a video of Shane and their friend JP. Climbing up a bouncy castle, but it was like a bouncy castle obstacle course, and they were fucking locked, and it was lashing rain, and they were like really
they kept
struggling.
Sliding.
I love this when they start. You're like, oh, they're gonna run up this. The second one fuck up, they both fall on their face.
Fergus, I mean, Shane was literally the height of it. I was like, how are you not getting it? And
every time we went to stand on it, just slipped and fucking.
I just love that JP still hadn't made it up.
I know.
And Shane had literally gone through the entire obstacle course, and he had fallen out the end. Fucking trousers out. Trousers out. Arms out.
And then, but I love me and Kathy were in Niamh's house, and or I think they sent that video, and Niamh asked him like, "Oh, like where are you? Is like we're on the way or whatever." And Fergus sent his live location. So me and Kathy were already heading home. So it was like 1 a.m. and we were like, "Will we go by? Will we go by? Will we see if we can find them?" And so we followed their live location to the fucking detriment. We got lost so many times.
We got lost so many times. Because it's like, a weird estate. Like
it's not like. Like,
no, it's not a park. Like it's like a green
it's like behind
outside of
where Nolan's
back.
Is kind of.
Why was there a bouncy castle?
Oh, so apparently because they're a fucking England tariff, the neighborhood does like a barbecue every year, and they chose the worst weekend to because it pissed rain all yesterday. But they had like a big like kind of
tent.
Like tent thing,
yeah,
you know, and they had two funny. Bouncy castles. One
and
was
just,
the obstacle
they just
course.
Left it up all night.
Yeah, and they, everyone just kind of stayed out drinking. I think they were kind of the last. I think
yeah,
there was
they didn't look like there was that many people. But Jesus,
oh, they were. They were at this?
Yeah.
Fergus and Shane were invited. Yeah, JP saying... just like texted him. Was like, oh, I think they were out for drinks in the shed or something. And then JP was like, or whatever it's called.
The shed.
And
it's a place called The Sheds.
Oh, I thought it was just like out back of Fergus's or something.
No. And then JP was like, oh, do you just want to come around to like, they have this thing going on like in my estate. And they ended up just staying there the whole night. But yeah, so we wanted to do a little drive-by. And in fairness, our drive-by didn't go very well. Because I thought we were at a park. So I couldn't just go in and start fucking beeping because I can't. It was like 1 a.m. So, and I was like, if I go around flashing my lights, I was like, no one's going to see it because they were kind of like in a
tent. In my head, I thought that they had just stumbled upon a bouncy castle. So we were like, we'll drive by, we'll see them. That's why when we were looking at the live location, I kept on refreshing it because I was convinced that it was wrong. So I was like, no way they're still at this bouncy castle. Like, why would they still be at this? Like, you would have moved on by now.
Oh, because you said the Pilgrimages were coming.
Then Kathy was like, oh, there they are. And I was like, where? And Kathy was like, the fucking tent, they must be in it. And I was like, there's a tent. It was hilarious. And anyway, so then we called Fergus, and
Fergus didn't believe us.
He did not know what we were talking about, and he just like, he was like, all right, bye. And we were like, okay. And I was like, Kathy, we should just send your location on your phone and then they'll believe us. And so we did, and I love that Niamh screenshotted it as well. So then we were like, all right, and we were just doing a little drive-by or whatever. And then Fergus was like, can we have a lift? we were like, no, like, fuck you. But then he did, like, a sad face. So I was like to Kathy, because obviously I was texting on Kathy's phone or whatever. Kathy's a very responsible driver, not even looking at her phone. And I was like, oh, Fergus had a sad face. And Kathy went, oh, fuck's sake, tell them to come on. Tell them to fucking hurry up or I'm fucking leaving. And anyway, I said that in the chat. And then, like, 5 seconds later, they came outside and... the car stank.
They reeked of drink. They
were out in the rain all day.
Yeah, so. they were like, and wet,
they weren't
dog
even wearing
smell.
Jackets. They were wearing t-shirts and shorts. It was miserable yesterday.
They were in fucking shorts. And like, but I was saying to Kathy that I wouldn't be surprised if like everyone was just like damp. And like, you know, when
that
you're, you know,
smell.
Yeah, you know, when you're, like, everyone is just like, it's like evaporating on everyone. So I'd say they were all just like marinating in the like drunk, like alcohol mist that was in that tent. So because when they were in the car and like, because Kathy was like, you stink. And Fergus was like, ah, Kathy, that's just me. Straight up, that's me. But he got out of the car first and we were like, it's definitely Shane too. Or we were either like, it's definitely Shane too, or this smell will be in Kathy's car.
Yeah,
forever.
I would say it's seeped into the seats or something.
But no, the moment Shane got out, though, it was grand. There was no smell.
It's definitely just me.
But they were so giddy.
They were. We were so giddy as well, though. I was like, I felt like I was like 16. I was like, oh my god, we're going, where are we going? Like, I was like, Kathy was like, this is why I got a car. Shit like this. It was so funny.
When we started like taking wrong turns, and I was like, totally worth the petrol.
It was horrendous. The fucking maps was not.
That was fucking mayor of an estate to get
into. It was. But like, the maps just kept on. Like, it was worse than Google Maps. Just kept. It would be like this, and I'd be like, okay, cool, we're here. And then all of a sudden, it would like jump like 5 years. I was like, Kathy, I'm sorry, I was back there in the turn. And I felt so bad. It was a nightmare. The turn that we were gonna go down was a fucking one way road. I was like, ah! It was just a nightmare. Anyway, we got
it. It was late, we probably could have went down it. Nah.
We could have, but we had already practically missed it. I was like, oh, I think it was that turn. Oh, that's one way. That's shit. Oh, anyway, it was a really funny night, actually. Good crack.
I was at work. Glad you said
halfway through your night.
Yeah. No, I am glad you said fun.
Thank you.
You'll come with us next time. I mean, Aaron, it was literally like an hour of our time for like 5 minutes of like payoff.
Worth
so.
It.
I was totally worth it. Me and Niamh were like giggling.
We were so hyper. Niamh was hyper for us as well. Yeah. She was like, oh my god. She was like, oh no, if you see them, like.
And then he was like to me, don't give them a lift home. And I was like, I won't. And then when Barry said the sad face, I was like, shit.
Yeah.
These are funny. The two of you hype each other up anyway.
me and Kathy.
Yeah. Anytime you just go to the fucking shop, see these are like fucking pushing each other the whole time.
I wouldn't call that hype each other up. You mean like...
Sorry, hyper each other up.
Yeah, okay.
No,
okay.
You aren't saying good things about each other. Oh, God. Cheating each other up.
Yeah.
Second scale. We used to do that all the time. Just shoving each other in the corridors.
Yeah, like pushing each other. You know when you push someone's bag?
I love doing that.
And
I
they
to
like,
hold.
They go with the...
We didn't do that.
Oh, really?
No, my first, like, I think Kathy was the first one to do it to me.
Oh, when I like hold your bag against the wall while you're walking. I used to do that to
me. Me and Kathy used to walk slowly towards the edge of like, you know, the corridor or outside or whatever. And we'd be like, oh, like watch that bush there. And we'd be like, we wouldn't be pushing.
Oh,
we would just be slowly walking.
Yeah, we'd do that.
Everyone would just fucking hate us. We'd be like such disturbances.
I just love like pushing someone's bag against the wall while they're walking, because you can't really do anything about it, and they're kind of like, stop, and you're like, no.
You're also, you're such a menace when you like hold the little handle at the back, but you don't really do anything. You just kind of hang there, and you're just like, I can't do anything about this. I'm just stuck with you fucking, or you push or pull, like one or the other. You'd either like do this, and I'm like, I can't, I literally can't. Like, you're like on my back, I can't do anything. Those handles are fucking useless. They're just there for like being traumatized. Yeah, that's true. Oh.
Yeah, we used to just push each other into the bushes. But the bushes were like at knee level.
But yeah, you've told me that, so you've like proper drama. Absolutely, like me and Kathy have never actually pushed each other hard enough that we have fallen into a bush.
No, never.
Whereas you would actually like be in a fucking like nettles bush practically.
No, it was more of a thorn bush.
Yeah.
Nettles, thorns, potato.
That's the thick uniform is for. Tired. Yeah, we push them over and they feel really guilty immediately after, but you do it again.
That's good.
Anyway. Think at that stage, if you're walking by the bush, expect it. Like, you've been pushing a bush 3 times in the last 2 weeks. What do you think is going to happen this time?
How many times are you going to say bush?
How are you supposed to avoid that?
A song, though? Cape Bush. That's a song, isn't called Cape Bush.
It's by Cape Bush.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, how are you avoiding?
You just don't walk. You don't walk on the right, you walk on the left.
Fair enough. But then everyone's kind of fighting for that side because they know that they could be the one. Nightmare. Anyway, speaking of really good friendships. Weekend at Bernie's, the two lads.
Ooh, I can't think of their
segue.
Names.
Larry and
Andrew.
No,
that's Larry's actor's name.
Damn it.
Larry, played by Andrew McCarthy, and the other guy who I don't know.
Andrew
his name.
McCarthy.
Yeah, it is McCarthy. It's Paul McCartney.
Who's Spider-Man?
Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Garfield, thank you. No, I always get those two confused.
Prove that Andrew Garfield is the best Spider-Man, because when asked who is Spider-Man, it was Andrew Garfield.
Well, it wasn't ignore the fact, Maguire or Tom.
Ignore Hall. The fact that there was Andrew mentioned.
So basically, Aoife introduced us to this film. She made us watch
4 score and 17 ago. I don't know.
She made us watch it at one of her first sleepovers that we had in her house when we were in secondary school. And by God, is it funny? I fucking love that.
By God, is it funny?
It's 80s, isn't it?
It is. It's 89.
It's just classic comedy.
1989. And the other guy's name is Richard, and he's played by Jonathan Silverman. But yeah, fantastic film. It's that Aoife's in London this weekend. Hope she's having a great time. But we were going to have her on for this. But she came over and brought it over, and we all watched it together.
I fell asleep.
Did you?
Yeah.
When?
I just kept falling asleep for like
Why are you
time.
On the podcast today?
I don't know. I'm a fall asleep during the podcast, so.
But before we get into it.
Hello, my freaky darlings. My name is Niamh, and welcome back to the Nervous Lobsters podcast. I am joined today with Aaron.
Hello.
And Kathy.
Hello.
And like we said, we're going to talk about Weekend at Bernie's, released in 1989 and directed by... Gotcha. What did I say his first name was?
I don't know. Tom?
Tom. John. No. Tom. I think it was Tom. Yeah, Tom Kotcheff.
Tom Coachella.
And yeah, so that's what we're talking about today.
We hope it was Tom.
Anyway, I said it a few minutes ago, so if not, I can just do a switcheroo.
Overlay.
Get that computer voice to say it.
Yeah. Tom Kotcheff. Anyway, so.
Tess Bowie can learn his name.
It's about two guys.
Two boys.
Two, like, guys in their 20s or whatever age they're supposed to be. And they have a job as, like, computer people.
Yeah, I don't know their job. Like,
very, very stunt. No. What they said they had to do is they had to put all the accounts onto the computer system. So, obviously, like,
admin.
They're moving from... like all paper to like trying to get things online so that like I assume things can be like done that way instead of people actually like calculating themselves kind of situation. And they must be doing a big thing, a big changeover, and they obviously have to check it all to make sure that it's all right. And they came across some mistake that $2 million was missing and they couldn't find it. So they must have been like, oh, the system's kind of broken. So that's kind of they're trying to find this $2 million in their spreadsheets. And they do, and they find out that it was all small kind of transactions. No,
it was like a payout of somebody who died or something. But it was like some sort of insurance claim, but it was like made after the person died. Yeah. So they were like, so someone's like defrauding the company or something. Yeah.
And they don't realize, but it's the boss, Bernie, who's defrauding the company. And they are so innocent that they go to him and they tell him that they found out this, and they're like, oh my God. And he's like, guys, it was such a great job. And he's obviously doesn't want to get caught out that he's doing this. So he goes to this like mob boss or whatever that he like obviously is
just mates with.
Yeah, friends with, and is obviously doing all these shady stuff to give them money and all this kind of thing. And they were like, we need to get you killed. But Bernie is in Egypt and he is sleeping with the mob boss's girlfriend or wife or whatever. And so then the mob boss is like, forget about those two guys that he wants to kill. Kill Bernie instead. But the plan that Bernie had for them to get killed was to go to his house at the beach for the weekend to talk business, even though he wasn't going to do that. And so they arrive at the house and he's already been murdered by the mob boss. Well, not by him, but by one of his assassins. And they don't want to get blamed for it, so they just kind of like make everyone believe that he's still alive, which is...
It kind of happens accidentally. Like,
it does.
They like bring him to the living room because I don't think they thought he was dead. They were kind of like...
They thought he was knocked out.
And then they found that he had like... Because your man like injected him with something, so that's... And then he like planted cocaine on him to kind of make it look like he had like OD'd or something. And then they had him on the couch, and then everyone starts coming over to the house because they're having a party, like an after party or something. And everyone's just like saying hi to Bernie and no one's realizing he's dead. And then Andrew McCarthy?
Yeah.
He's Larry. Doesn't want the party to end. He's like, we deserve this weekend.
I love when they find him dead and he's like, why would this have to happen? I can't believe this happened to me.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you do this to me, Bernie?
We were having like, why would you invite people over and then die?
Oh, it's like, it's so inconsiderate. He's so funny. Like, could you not have waited until Monday to do this to yourself?
Don't see why you didn't have to wait till Monday. so funny.
And the other guy, Richard, the only reason that he keeps on saying we have to call the police, and the only reason he's not is because he fancies this girl who's there, and he's like, I'll talk to her. I'm going to talk to her first, and then we'll call the police. But he's a chicken. it's quite quick. It's only within like 2 days that it all happens.
Otherwise, the body decay, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Ugh. Isn't this like that girl that he's cheating with? Doesn't she like sleep with him while he's dead? Yeah. What does she have after? Because I feel like you'd have something.
Yeah.
No.
How?
She's not like...
How many hours does it take for like... Cause you know, him. But you know when you get the... What's it called? When you like touching... No. Like you get like disease off a dead body. There's like something, and even from touching a dead body you can like... Not to touching it, but like if you touch it and then you touch your like face or whatever, you get like a certain thing. And I wonder how long it takes for that thing.
I've heard a few horror stories about like people finding out that like the person that they had like a one-night stand with must have like been sleeping with like corpses or something.
We heard that kind of thing. You can like, there's different kind of sicknesses you can get from it, and like different kind of it's gross actually, like, bacteria traumatic. And
a,
stuff.
So a like, little like living thing.
What was that story? Like there were... Bits of person in their teeth.
Oh no. I never heard that story.
No, the story
I'm thinking of is really different.
But there's a story where someone found out their friend was kissing the guy. Then she felt really ill, and they were like, oh, you're after kissing someone who has been eating people.
I vaguely remember that story.
Something like that.
But I heard a different story.
That they had just kissed someone who was dead. And that's what I'm talking about, the disease that you can get.
Oh, I think this person had been eating some people.
That's wrong.
I think wasn't there something like they found them people in their freezer?
Ew.
That's really familiar, but I can't remember. So we can have Bernie's.
Anyway. But before they even get to the thing, one of my favorite scenes is they're running for the boat.
Oh, I love that. Fucking Ken, Aoife's dad, when we were first watching it, he was like popped in to like give us something into the living room, and he saw that scene was on, and Janet was like, oh, Ken, leave them alone. He was like, wait a second.
I just want to watch the scene. And then he laughed. It's a great scene, but I just love that he was just like, give me a second. I love this scene. We're talking about the scene where the fairy is like coming to like get them, and they think they're gonna miss it, so they absolutely fucking leg it for it, and they jump on, and then they find out that the fairy is actually
they leap onto it, and everyone starts getting off.
Yeah, they realize like, it's docking.
It's docking. It's not going away. Oh, imagine so that funny. Though. I love the way Rich the whole time is like, "We're not jumping." And Larry is like, "I'm not jumping on this boat."
Meanwhile, fucking leaps on the way. He fucking makes it better than Larry does.
Yeah, Larry looks like he's gonna miss it.
Yeah, Larry like practically misses it. Oh, it's so good. Yeah,
Larry knows how to live his life, doesn't he?
I know
he does.
Like he's just going with it. He's happy out.
We never talked about Rich. Knew the girl, by the way, that he liked. That's why he wanted to stay in Bernie's and pretend that he was dead. But it was because he'd taken out a girl from the office. She was an intern there. And it was so funny. Like, Larry makes him talk to her because he's like, her internship's going to end. You have to talk to her. And then, like, he, like, forced her to talk to her. And he walks up to her. And he just goes, My aunt is very sick. That's all he says.
And then he just I think he says, I'm sorry. What does he say?
No, he just goes, oh, I have to go.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that.
Never mind. And just walks away. Like, and she's my aunt is very sorry, sick. Because he goes to say, like, hi or something. He just goes, my aunt is very sick.
And then he's like, Larry, I don't know why I said it. I don't even have an aunt.
And then he fucking brings her back. He's just he's a compulsive liar, that one.
He is.
He just, he brings her back to his parents' house where he's living. And instead of just being like, I'm living in my parents' house until I can find a better place, then, like, he's just like, oh, that's my butler. That's, like, this is my house. I don't, pretends that he's rich or whatever. Like, he's just,
my butler walking around in the nip.
I actually love his dad is so funny when he's like trying to pretend, and he's like to his dad, and he's pretending to be his butler, can you lay out my suit for tomorrow or something? And the dad just like looks at him and is like, I'll lay you out in a second. Yeah, I was like, that is exactly what your dad would say if you asked that.
Yeah, she deserves better. She deserves Larry.
He's lovely. Larry's kind of trash.
Oh, he's the best.
Is he though?
He is.
Imagine dating him.
Oh, he does nothing wrong.
He doesn't do a lot right.
To keep a corpse and just use them for partying.
Yeah, well, didn't that turn out to be a better situation? They probably would have gotten killed. Right? No, I don't know. Larry's, he's not the most moral person, but he's just amazing. Ugh.
He just like his cheeky smile.
I just love Andrew McCarthy. He's so great.
Are you going to tell the story about your mom?
Oh, my mom saw him on a plane before. On her way back. I assume she was in America. I think she was, I can't remember. This was years ago, obviously. And she saw him on a plane, and the whole plane journey, she just kept on being like, should I go up to him? No, I won't go up to him. Should I go up to him? Anyway, long story short, she didn't go up to him, but.
She should have went up at the very end. Like, yeah. Never do it in the middle. No. You're stuck on a plane with them.
Or at the start.
Yeah. I just feel like, I just wouldn't go. I just really don't think I would ever go up to a celebrity. No. Not that I would never go up, but like if they were the kind of celebrity who was like proper famous, I just wouldn't go to them because I'd just be like, I don't want to ruin your plane journey that like everyone's never going to recognize you and ask you for an autograph or whatever. But like, if you saw them on the street, you could stop them and be like, oh, by the way, like I look, like not even like, hey, can I get a photo or can I get an autograph? Just like, oh my God, I just want to let you know, like, you're great in such and such, or I love you, like, or whatever.
I love you. Well, can you marry me?
No, like, I love you in, like, I love you in Weekend at Bernie's, for example, or something. I feel like that's acceptable. I feel like going to somebody when they're in a restaurant or on a plane is just not gonna work because they're just trying to live their life, you know? They're just trying to do their own thing. They do not need you to bother them, especially when I think people are really rude about expecting like selfies and stuff.
Yeah,
I think people, but anyway, my mom was not one of those people because she completely chickened out. I don't know how it would have gone if she actually went up. I feel like my mom would have completely told him every single thing. My mom does this thing, I think I said it on another podcast, where she likes to tell people, like shop people and all, she likes to tell them everything about herself. But like, anyway, she doesn't really do it that much anymore.
She tells her, I was coming here for milk, but then, you know, like I left the phone, we didn't make a mess, then I came from work, and
she's very self-aware about it now. Now she'll be on the phone to me and she'll be like, oh, Niamh, you'd be laughing at me. I was in the pharmacy and they were asking me like, oh, where are we on holidays? And or whatever. They'd be asking me like, oh, you need that. Like, are you going anywhere? And she'll be like, oh, you know, me and my daughter, Niamh. And then she's like, oh, I really tried not to, Niamh, but I did. I told her everything about myself. So I wouldn't be surprised if she was like, oh my God, Andrew McCarthy, my daughter, Niamh, did this. And my sister, Una, we're in New York for this reason. And I just wouldn't be surprised if she did all that. But anyway, she's gone.
I feel like I'd never go to therapy. At most, I would shout across the street and be like, it's you! No, do these sentences.
Like in Spider-Man when he's like, you're that Spider-Guy! Yeah. Do a backflip!
That'd be the most. And it'd probably only be with people from YouTube if I saw them. Mm. Bigger celebrities.
Did I ever tell you when I was I ran into your one who played Luna Lovegood in
Town? Oh, really? Town. That's cool.
Oh my God, it's actually the most embarrassing story. Me and my mom, we were in, do you remember that chap Hickey's on mm-hmm. O'Connell Street? So my mom was getting like thread and stuff like that, so we were like downstairs. And I was like, I was just flicking through the things, and I had seen this girl with really blonde hair before us. And for some reason, I was like, did she go to school with me? Because, you know, it's like, she looks familiar, but I can't place who she is. And then I was just like flicking through something, and I saw this guy, like this kind of kid, kind of go up to her and be like, oh my God. And he was like, can I get a photo? And she got a photo with him. And I was kind of like, it's kind of weird that he's asking that girl who I used to go to school with for a photo. And then, so I kept kind of staring at her. And then at one point, I forgot she was there. And then I was again looking at like a rack, and I kind of looked up and she was like there in front of me. And I kind of just like looked at her and I was like, you're Luna Lovegood. And then she was like expecting me to be like, oh, hi, like, or something. And I just like, my eyes got really wide and I turned around and like walked away and like hid behind something. And my mom was like, what are you doing? And I was like, it's Luna Lovegood. And she was like, go over and say hi. And I was like, I'm just embarrassed.
It's too late now.
Like, we were so close as well. And I could tell she was like, okay, I'm ready for it. Just say hi or something. I just
turned around and walked away.
My eyes must have been bulging out of my head. And I just turned around and fucking walked away. That's hilarious.
That is so good.
The poor girl, like, I just kept staring at her and I was like, I fucking know this girl. It was so embarrassing.
When you brought up YouTube videos or YouTubers, Aaron, I was thinking, like, do you ever like think with like when it comes to like podcasts or YouTubers or even some actors, you kind of have it in your head that you're like, I'd be friends with them.
Yeah, we're best buddies.
You know what I mean? Like there's so many like podcasts I listen to that I'd be like, oh, like, I'd love to just meet these people in person. But then there's other like YouTubers as well, like not like big massive celebrities, but there's some just YouTubers that I'm like, no, like you're beyond my level. Like, you're, even though when you think about it, you're like, they're just normal too. Just because they have, you know, millions of subscribers doesn't mean that they're like any different, you know, like they're not the same as like Hollywood people who like have a completely different life. They just have a normal life. Yeah, they sit in front of a computer and play video games or do a podcast. Doesn't mean, just because people would recognize them doesn't mean they're any different, and stuff like that. Like, I kind of feel like that with some people. I'd just be like, oh no, I could never go up to that person. It's like, why though?
I think that's how the two lads felt about Bernie, because he was very rich and powerful and they were,
oh,
like,
my God, look at you bringing it back. Segue. Yeah. yeah, I love when they're like, Mr. Oh, I can't remember his surname. Mr.
Lomax.
Lomax, thank you. Mr. Lomax. And they're like, and he's like, oh, call me Bernie, you know, Mr. Lomax, my father. And they're like, oh, no problem. Oh, you know, Bern, we were just doing this. E. Sorry, what? Bern. E. Sorry, Bernie. Yeah, Bernie. Sorry. And then we were doing this, Bernie. They just keep saying his name over and over and over again. I was like, stop saying his name. But yeah. He definitely lives a different kind of life.
Oh, 100%.
Like, he doesn't even have a normal golf cart. He has the fancy red golf cart.
I like, know. And everyone goes back to his house. Oh, the boat. I love the boat.
Love the boat. You would never be able to go on
it. I'd never be able to go on it. I'd look at it from afar and ooh, appreciate pretty. It.
You'd be like Bernie hanging out the back.
Yeah, I'd fall out, being dragged by the boat. Like,
they could be our corpse.
She'd be like a corpse hanging off the fucking boat.
Yeah.
I think you could pull it off. You know, when you got those shades on, you're passed out half the time. You know? I've talked to you and you haven't, I realize you've been asleep.
Yeah, stick on a movie on the boat. Kind of be asleep. She'll be our corpse.
What are you saying?
We're going to marry you. But we're going to wait till we're on holidays. That's the plan. It didn't work out.
God.
We forgot.
It'd be so annoying to like die on your first day of holidays. Like, at least wait till Monday so I don't have to go in tomorrow. Or whatever. Like
you
wait
don't
until
to, you don't have to go in the next day either. You're dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like if you kill me at the beginning of my holiday, then I don't get to enjoy the holiday before I die.
You're dead.
But I know, but if I'm gonna die anyway, wait until the bank holiday Monday to kill me so I don't have to go in on Tuesday. Don't wait. Don't kill me on the fucking Friday. Oh my God. It's like that. I don't know if we ever told you this story, Kathy, when we went to, or no, it wasn't even us. It was the first year that Connor went to Electric Picnic with his friends. And for some reason, his friend, another Connor, was like really annoyed or whatever. And he was like, kind of like, you know, they'd already been drinking like the whole day and they were all pissed walking around. And he was kind of getting irritated. And he was like, oh, I forgot that like, my mom was coming to get me tonight. Like, oh, it's so annoying that she can't wait until tomorrow. And they were like, what are you talking about? He was like, yeah, you know, like I told you, she was coming to get me tonight. Like, she wasn't going to wait until Monday. She was going to get me on Sunday. And they were like, Connor, it's Friday. It's still the first night. Like, we haven't even stayed here. We haven't even slept here. Like, it's literally the first night. And he just goes, puts his hands in the air and just goes like, yes! He thought...
He thought
he had been there for three, not or two. No, Friday night, Saturday night. Yeah, he literally thought that it was like the third day. He had slept two nights already. And he was I have to go home to... Because you know the way normally Electric Picnic, you go home on like the Monday morning. He was like, I'm so annoyed, I'm going home tonight. And they were like, what are you talking about?
It's Friday. What? It's the first night.
Yes!
So jazzed people with those kind of that kind of brain. Not people who forget what day it is.
Yeah.
Like he's kind of like an Andrew
Larry.
Larry.
Yeah. Sorry, I think that's like you're talking about a real person.
Yeah, you know, or like they're not really thinking of anything else. Their brain's just firing from one thing to the next. At the end of that same Electric Picnic, they were waiting. He was waiting for his mom, and he was just drinking like a can. And then there was a bee on it, and he was like. Well, structured bug all the same. I just love that kind of just brain that's just always... You're not thinking about anything else.
See, he's
just there in the moment.
He's that kind of person that, like, when you hear stories about... It's the same with Larry in Weekend at Bernie's. But, like, he's the kind of person that you don't really want to be hanging out with. But you love the stories that come with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Well, he was lovely to us.
Oh, yeah. He was very nice. But, like, you hear some of the things that, like, they get up to, and it's the same
way. Do you want to hear what Connor showed me the other day?
No.
Or he told me about it. He didn't show me the full video. But it was from when Connor and... Was it Connor and Niall? They were living together in another country. How much can I say?
Yeah, you can say what
in Canada. And it's just a video where Connor had set his phone up, and Niall was asleep. And Connor walks over and he's butt naked. And he's like, Niall, wake up. Niall, look over here. Just standing up butt naked. And, like, Connor didn't show me the video. But he was already now just like, what? Oh, no.
They're so weird.
There's another great one where it was Connor sitting at a table and he just had a video like,
oh, I saw
and he just got up from the table and didn't have any pants on.
Yeah, so they're the kind of people... I mean, that's pretty crap. That's pretty funny. But they've done some strange things. There's some worse stories than that. That they're just the kind of people. So same with this whole dead body thing and Weekend at Bernie's. That's the kind of thing that you'd be like, that sounds like a nightmare. I would not want to be there. But I love hearing about it. You know, like I want you to tell me.
Movie form.
Movie form is hilarious. But like, if you were their friend and they came home from the weekend and they told you about
wait
all
the things. You
first, you'd be jealous. Weekend. But then you'd be like, you know what? I'm not really that jealous. That sounds terrifying.
Larry really tries driven. To make work. Like, he got a whole puppeteering system to make him wave at people.
Yeah, that was good.
That was actually really clever,
He's
though.
He's desperate for that whole thing.
I absolutely love that, like, showing his character at the beginning, you know, when they get mugged and he's like, it's too hot.
Yeah.
And he, like, pushes your man away.
He's just completely carefree kind of person. That from the first scene, it really, really cements, like, Richard is the nervous person. And Larry is the straight-laced kind of guy. And Larry is just completely carefree. Jeez, like, fuck off.
But... takes his fucking watch and everything, like.
Yeah. When did you get a Rolex? He's not going to use it anymore.
Wrong.
I still don't know how at the end of the movie they got away with it. Like, they, like, I know they didn't kill him, but like, they got away with so much. Like, cause they, like, someone would be able to say the time of death of the body. So it's like, why didn't you call the police immediately? I know they could, you know, they could say the whole thing of like, people were trying to kill us, but I really feel like that there's, they shouldn't have gotten away with it completely. You know what I mean?
I wish this movie ended with them getting arrested.
No. Like, I'm not saying like for the movie,
I
was it's asleep. Good.
I don't know how it is.
Okay. Well, for the movie, it's good. But for like, when you think about like, logically, you're like, I really feel like that shouldn't have happened. I feel like someone should have been like, what are you doing? Why are you taking the fucking dead man's watch and staying in his house and not telling his fucking girlfriend that comes and let her sleep with him? And
I know they were waiting for her to like realize he was dead.
They were all, this
like,
is it.
Oh, I can't stand it when they scream and all this kind of thing. And she's screaming for a completely different reason. Oh no.
And then she came in there and they were like, wow, like, that was a, that they were, she was up there forever. Like 10 minutes.
Oh no, I love when Rich goes on his date to the lighthouse with your one.
Oh, and he falls down the fucking stairs.
And then they're like kissing on the beach and then Bernie just like washes up beside them because obviously, I don't know why he was in the water.
Larry like threw him over the wall for some reason. I don't know why.
Was it when she wanted to talk to him or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was trying to get with the other girl.
Something like that. And so he threw him over the wall to kind of get rid of him so he didn't have to carry him around. And then the tide came in and just... Oh. He's like, he was right here. He's not here. And then the fucking kid kept burying him. He just kept losing a dead body.
Yeah. Difficult thing to do. Yeah. People try to hide dead bodies and they keep going up.
Yeah.
You know what the biggest mystery in this movie is?
What?
Actually the biggest, like, head scratcher. Sorry, the English language. I'm going to keep saying it. Why do rich people have the worst looking houses? Do you remember those? Remember how crappy his stupid like, little mansion
like,
was?
It's very 80s. Like, it looks very like...
We make it blocky.
I wouldn't care what the house looked like if I had a fucking house by the beach with a heated pool. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, I could live... It could look like a proper shack. But as long as it wasn't a shack and like was actually good inside, grand with me.
Would you like a weekend at Bernie's?
Not particularly with a dead body.
No. Like, but like his... Take the dead body out of the equation.
Take the dead body out of the equation. 100%. That would be amazing.
Mm. That looks wild. Looks like they have such a good time. They'll go back, have house parties. There's like...
They go like party hopping.
On tap, like.
Yeah. They go like hopping between houses. And then you don't even have to clean up afterwards because they've got like maids or whatever. And then like you just can go on your boat. Imagine just being, you know, that girl like shows up at the beginning and she's like, oh, will you tell Bernie that I'm borrowing his boat? Like, I know she's like a model. She probably, you know, probably has some perks with the whole Bernie situation. But like, imagine
considering we've seen what Bernie is like.
Yeah. But like, imagine just being like that. Just being like, oh, I'm just going to go borrow Bernie's boat. Yeah. And to be fair, he seemed like a pretty nice, like for the people that liked him, like for the people that he was friends with, he seemed like a pretty nice man. You know, like he had like charisma, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I'd say
he was a dick though. Like, I'd say he wasn't, I think it's clear that he wasn't really liked though. Because no one really realized that he was dead.
Yeah.
For a long, like people are talking to him and stuff like that. Like, and they don't really obviously care what his response is.
That's true. People are just like, you're rich. I want to talk to you. But, like, that's really the only reason. Like, no one really cared. Like, I love that he was just sitting beside people, like, with his arms around them. And no one was actually turning and talking to him.
Yeah.
Like, one person was. That guy with the... I think he was trying to
sell him something.
Trying to buy the boat off him or sell something to him or something like that. But, like, he literally... I mean, in fairness, he seemed absolutely pissed. And he was just trying to, and he was like, oh, this guy, like, just won't answer me.
Yeah.
You know, but...
You've got the other lady who's like sitting on his hand, like, oh, Bernie.
Yeah. Can we actually commend this actor for doing such a good job being dead?
When they're dragging him,
yeah.
I'm like, how are you doing such a good job of like keeping your legs like
still limp?
Like at one stage they fall and I'm like, was that scripted? Because if it wasn't scripted, how did he not catch himself automatically?
Yeah.
You know, like you would just kind of automatically go.
Whereas, probably fucking throw the other two far away if you were doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, is that when they're like all attached to each other? They have like one leg attached.
Yeah,
to
I think it's when
legs.
They do the when the, yeah, when they have the shoelaces or whatever going on. Yeah, I think that's that bit. They like trip and they both fall. Because those fucking, I'd say you'd be fucking sliding all over the fucking place with those like floors, like they're all like tiled steps and stuff. Like, don't know how you wouldn't be fucking killing yourself. I love that bit when your man, the I love that bit when the assassin is chasing them around the house and they go up the little windy stairs, and when he goes up, he like slips and he like puts his hand through like the gap. That's my fear on those stairs that don't have like
don't have
the bit at the back of the step.
Yeah,
because I'm always afraid I'm just gonna slip through, and he did, and I was like, ha.
I want those stairs that don't even have a railing. You know, just
oh yeah, no, don't
pure then. Chaos, just stuck into the wall, just like someone just.
I would just crawl up.
That was kind of the side of Bernie's house, actually, where he went from like where he parked his golf cart to the front door. It was kind of like. I mean, it was wider.
Looked hidden, though. Those stairs, like.
It was wider as well. Like, so I don't think you'd fall. But at the same time, when we started walking up them, I was like, first of all, you just look like you're walking up the side of a mountain. It just looks like you're just going to, like, kind of fall off the edge because there's nothing, like, keeping you on the stairs, really. But they were wider than those little windy things in his house. It's not the nicest house, like you said.
No. It's huge. I think Cathy pointed out, Larry sleeps on one of the, like, small little couches. There's definitely fucking loads of beds in the house. What is he doing there?
I know.
Like, I don't want to intrude. I'm going to just take your watch.
I'll take your Rolex, but I won't take your bed.
Yeah.
That sounds like a gold digger, doesn't it? I'll take your Rolex, but I won't take your bed.
Yeah, it does.
You may have my hand to put you down to.
But you will never take my freedom.
That was very awful. Different Braveheart movie.
That was awful, sorry.
It was good. Not Scottish enough.
Yeah, I know.
Try it again.
No. I can't really think of anything else to say about Weekend at Bernie's. I feel like there's a lot of scenes.
But they'll never take our accent.
Well, maybe we could do the ratings and it might spark a bit more combo.
This happens every time we do a comedy movie. Because comedy movies are just us reciting jokes.
But especially about Weekend at Bernie's. Because not an awful lot happens. It's not an awfully complicated film as well. It's just two guys who pretend as guys. Five people to park because we're not gay.
All right, Kathy, you go first with the ratings. It's not on purpose. We're doing a circle.
Okay, what's my first one?
Plot.
I don't know, because it's I think it's a funny plot. I give it a 7.2. Like, it's a decent plot, but whether it's believable is like a different story. Would you actually be able to pretend someone's actually dead?
It's not trying to be believable.
No, definitely not.
That's why I gave it a 7.2.
Yeah. All right.
It's hard, Baby Driver.
Characters versus acting. Characters and acting.
Never forget.
Get over yourself. Get over. Oh my god, actually, sorry. Jordan was out with the lads, right? And he was talking. Sorry, this is really random. Basically, they were like talking about another way he's in that music video soon. And he was like saying like he was real. Tuesday.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so he was like saying he was real nervous about it or whatever. And he was like, oh, but Kathy gave me like really good advice. And the kids were like, what were the advice? It was get over yourself. I was like, I didn't say that as advice. And he was like, but it's good advice. They said, no, it's not. I was like, you didn't tell the guys, that's what I said. And they were like, I was like, yeah, of course, it's great advice. I was like, it's not. I said, like, a bitch.
Get over yourself.
And I didn't say
you're not that fucking great, mate.
Because I didn't even come out like that. Like, it's so out of context.
You meant it as like it's not that big of a deal. Like,
he kept being like, well, I'm so worried. I'm gonna look really bad. And I was like, oh, get over yourself. You're gonna look great. Like, it's gonna be grand. Like, and so the way he said it, I was like, I hear.
That's like when I said to Aaron, I don't even remember what we were talking about, but Aaron was talking about something. And I literally went, that's just the reality you have to accept. And Aaron forever is was like, Niamh keeps giving me this great advice, and now he keeps saying it, and I'm like, stop, because when I first said it, you were really upset, and now you keep telling it to people as if it's this great piece of
advice. Well, it got me over the upset thing, like, very quick, so I was like, it's the reality you have to accept.
What was it that we were talking about? I don't even remember, but yeah, he was like, it's the reality you have to accept, and Arles.
Get over
yourself. Oh. Yeah, and I was so mad at him. I was like, you didn't tell them that. And they were like, yeah, they thought it was good advice. And I was like, no, they didn't. Because it's not advice. It's just not going.
So much like, you're not that great.
Yeah, get over yourself. Oh my God.
No one's going to be looking at you, fucking shite.
Well, I was like, at least I've set the record straight. I did not say it like that.
That is so funny.
Yeah, so you can edit out all the bits where she says that's not what she meant. And just have her repeatedly say it.
That's great advice. Get over yourself. That's great advice. All right, Kathy. So your plot is 7.2. Characters and acting.
Oh, they're all so good. I'll give it a 7.5. Did I give you my...
Yeah. It's visuals and soundtrack.
Did you say my opinion?
I didn't finish the opinion. If you like Ian, then come join me.
Aaron's face looked so shocked. If you like Ian.
Thank you for your ears. Okay.
Yeah.
Visuals and soundtrack?
Well, this goes soundtrack. Is that song in it?
No.
What song's in it?
The song that goes like...
It's not You Can Call Me Al.
Some Like It Hot.
Oh, it's Some Like a Hot. Damn it. I don't know why I always associate You Can Call Me Al with that song.
Don't.
With that film. I'll give it a 7.
I can call you Bernie, and Bernie when you call me, you can call me Larry. Call me Larry. All right.
7.
Sorry. 7. Script and quotability.
Oh, it's very quotable. We'll go with a 7.5.
7.5 and enjoyment.
Aw, I love this film. I'm sorry to Aoife. We'll go for 8.2.
Okay, Aaron, do you want to go next?
Why not?
So, Kathy gave a 7.5 overall.
If you like peeing.
What?
7. No, 6.8.
6.8. Characters and acting?
Boop, doop. 8. They're all good.
Visuals and soundtrack?
6.8. Do I know why?
No.
Script and quotability?
I can't think of any quotes. We're saying it's quotable, but I can't think. Yeah, I can't.
I feel like Aoife quotes
it. Yeah, Aoife quotes it a lot.
We'll give it a 7.5. Because I like the way they talk.
And enjoyment.
I'll give it an 8.
I love the different accents for each of those.
I didn't do an accent for my... intro hello, so I had to make up for it.
That's 7.4 from Aaron.
See, I love the beginning of the like the first half of the movie way more than the second half. Otherwise the enjoyment would be right up there. Second half they're just trying to like
the second half you're always asleep.
It's true.
That second half's actually really good.
Second half I'm always asleep. I never see what happens with the murder.
You're funny.
I was saying I think every time we've watched it, I either watched it 2 or 3 times and I'm always asleep at that part. Because I think I've come from work each time.
Oh my God.
All right, so Niamh, do you want to go next? I mean, I guess I'm the only person who's left. Okay, great. So plot. Plot, yeah. I'm going to give it a 7. Like it's pretty good plot, you know? Nothing, just standard. Yeah, I think it's a good idea, good premise for a story. You know what I mean? Like... And there's just a lot of random scenes that, like, you know, like the going on the boat that doesn't really go anywhere because they don't get anywhere on the boat. The boat ends up breaking down and they have to like use him as a like floaty device to get back. So it's like all these little scenes that, like, you know, the bit when they're trying to get to the boat in the first place, but then the boat leaves. And, you know, they have to do the whole thing with the shoelace and driving in the buggy. Like there's a lot of stuff that goes on that doesn't really like lead anywhere, but they are just all great scenes. But the premise in general is really good. Like, we're going for our boss's house, but he wants to kill us, but then he ends up dying. Like, fantastic. Characters and acting, they're all so good. I'm gonna give it a 7.9.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah, no, I'm gonna give it a 7.9. All very good.
Not quite worth the ease.
Visuals and soundtrack, I'm gonna give I'm going to give a 6.8, like pretty good, like pretty grand, you know? all good stuff. The visuals of just him being a dead body, but at the same time, that's kind of acting as well. Like, he's just so good at, like, pretending to be dead. It's fantastic. I mean, obviously, they use, like, a good dummy at other points. Other points.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, him getting fucked over the side. Like, that's not actually
a person. Like to think they didn't do that to the actual actor.
Yeah. Script and quotability, like you said, it just reminds me of Eva. All just, it's just so quotable. I can't really, like you said, I can't really think of any quotes, but it is quotable. And Eva quotes it, and it's great.
It's script / quotability.
I'm going to go with 7.8.
Oh, Aaron, I thought you were going to say 7.5. He's like,
and enjoyment, I'm going to go with an 8. It's very enjoyable. So that's a 7.5 for me as well.
Snapple.
Oh my God. So overall, we've got, for Weekend at Bernie's, we've got plot of 7, characters and acting of 7.8, visuals and soundtrack of 6.9, script and quotability of 7.6, enjoyment of 8.1, and a total of 7.5, which brings it to close to the end. It's tied with The Greatest Showman. Oh my God. I'm sorry, Weekend at Bernie's.
It's comedies. Comedies don't review, like, score-wise well.
Well, you know? In-N-Out did. But that's good.
In-N-Out had a commentary. You know?
Yeah, it did.
What's
In-N-Out?
It's the one that me and Aaron did, where it's about the gay teacher.
Oh,
Did you watch?
Yeah,
that?
She did. Yeah.
See, that had a point to make, whereas this is just a comedy. You know,
it's just like
She's
fun.
The Man. We love that movie as well. That got 6.8.
Yeah, that's true.
That film was so, you know, funny.
Yeah, you're completely right.
Like, comedies just don't review well.
They get well in the, like, script and quotability and section.
The enjoyment is pretty high and all.
But, like, everything else is usually just like,
the plot and stuff is always pretty weak in a lot of those films. Like.
Yeah. But it's just a standard, you know?
It's just there for funny jokes. What's important is it got above Matrix Resurrections.
Oh.
Which is that one?
That's the new one.
The new one we went to see.
Someone was asking about it, because I was like, oh, it's not. And I was like, I remember liking it. But I was like, I also remember being like, it was a bit weird.
Yeah, I do remember like liking it at the time.
I think I really boosted up those ratings for Matrix Resurrections, if I remember right.
But I remember enjoying it, though. It's a film I'd like to see again. And I definitely
I really liked it at the time. I haven't seen it again.
I'd like to rewatch it. I think they're supposed to be making another one. Are they?
Oh.
Aaron said so disappointed there.
Before we finish, did you want to just give a brief, review of the end of Stranger Things?
Oh.
Just, like, we don't have to talk about any spoilers, just, like, what we thought.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Aaron?
I cried a lot. It's really fucking sad.
Yeah.
It reminded me too much of The Amazing Spider-Man 2, with the thing with Gwen. And it was real emotional, and sometimes certain scenes, for some reason, you're like, why am I tearing up? What's happening?
Yeah, they did something really good.
I love the relationships with all the characters, because, like, you really, like, feel like they're there. So when something does happen to one of them, like, and it obviously, like, hurts the group, it hurts you as well.
Yeah.
This is the first season where I was like, oh, these people are really good actors.
Yeah.
Before this, I was like, they're all just having a bit of fun.
I feel like they did a really good job, because some, like, people have obviously died before, but I feel like they either have died away.
Screw that, no spoilers.
Like, sorry, mild spoilers. People, someone might die or whatever. But I feel like in other times when people have died, either they might not have been, people might not have been there, like Barb when she died in season one. Like no one was really there for her death. So you got like Nancy trying to find her and stuff like that, and being upset that she was missing, but not actually like seeing her die, kind of a reaction. And stuff like that. You kind of get a lot of that. Whereas this is the first time that, like, when someone might have not died, the people's reactions at the time was the thing that really fucking got me. I was like, oh my God, this is depressing. But it was so good. I
feel like we actually should put a spoiler warning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, like, we won't go into it. Like, we don't really need to talk about it. But, I'll still be like, that's spoilers. Or don't watch it if you don't want any spoilers. But I think that it was really good, and I'm really intrigued.
I'm so excited for the final season.
Yeah,
need to know what happens now. I know, so annoyed. I forgot Jordan had told us that there was going to be another season. So, like, I was kind of like, it was like winding down to the end, and I was like, this sounds like it's going to be left in a cliffhanger. They can't leave it open. I was like, that's ridiculous. And then You said it, and I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
One thing that, like, I mean, not that it's bad, because again, like, they're going to have another season, but it was so funny the way that they had those two last episodes that they left to do. And I thought it was really smart. I know that Netflix probably only did it so that people wouldn't lose their, like, get rid of their subscription or whatever. But I think it was really good because sometimes with binge TV, people don't talk about it. People don't give their theories. Yeah, yeah. People don't talk about it because it's just like, it's done. We've moved on or whatever. So I feel like everyone was trying to watch it so that they could be a part of that conversation for the month and then for, like, the last episodes. But however, they didn't answer any of the questions.
Nope.
If you know what I mean? Like, they didn't, there were so many things that I was like, thinking about theories of and questions of, and they just didn't go into it, any of it. And, like, that's fair enough. Like, that's not where they were going with the last two episodes. And I assume that's going to be, like, more season five. I hope they're going to ask some of the questions, but it's so funny.
I'd say how, season, like, five would be a lot of just, like, lore dump.
I'd say it's just so funny. Because
they're
kind
of talking about a bit of it, but, like, not the bit that we were hearing about.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but I still thought it was really good, and I cannot wait for the next season, but I assume it won't be till next year.
Yeah, I think it's up to, like, February, Jordan said.
February is at least earlier than...
This season was just so
good. It was so good.
Like, just on another level to all this season. Just because Vecna. I think it's because you have a person.
And Kate Bush.
Genuinely, that song now. Like, what the fuck?
That bit where they, like, combined. Oh. I need to find that in, like...
Yeah.
I'm sure that's, like, on something, but they, like, do, like, a bit where they, like, combine the Kate Bush song, Running Up That Hill, with the Stranger Things... like, theme. Yeah. And I just thought that it makes, because, like, just that like bit, I don't know what instrument it is. I assume it's like a piano a piano or a keyboard or something like that.
Sure. It's, you know, that it's like electric thing that, like, you twiddle like a pen on.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know what they're called though. It's like
they just make, like, weird, like, electric.
Yeah, it was kind of like something like that. Like,
they make, like,
whatever instrument that is, the bit that's like the do do do. Like, that kind of, like, main little tune that they have in Running Up That Hill, that with the, like, Stranger, because Stranger Things already has kind of, like, ding, and it's, like, all, like, all kind of, it's weird that you can't make sounds with your mouth in the same way. In my head, I'm like, it's a bing, and then I go to say bing, and I'm like, that's not what it sounds like. But that like mixed
this
is with...
This needs to be a YouTube video on my podcast.
But the mixture between that and, like, those two were so good. And just, oh, Kate Bush just made it so good. We love you, Kate Bush.
Apparently she, hope, like, produced it and stuff like that. So, like, she's getting all
the money. Yeah, I heard.
So good.
I heard that, yeah.
And she was like...
Has that been out years?
Yeah. It won the record of...
I think Jordan's here.
Oh, Jada. It won the record of... or not won the record. It got, like, a record of a song that, like... took the longest to become number one or something like that. Like, it's because it never was number one when it first came out, so it was like 30 years or something like that before it became number one. And also something else about it, it was like before, because it was in the charts in the 80s and then it went out of the charts, so it's like the longest time. It's like the longest time of it not being in the charts, but then being back in the charts. Anyway, bye podcast.
I guess we're done, yeah.
How's
things? Hi. Hi, Jordan.
How's things?
We're just finishing the podcast. Say hi.
Oh, how's it going? Bye podcast.
Okay, bye podcast.